following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Your engine cylinder head must babysit a mob of angry pumping cylinders. And though getting punched in the face a million times a day, it does not complain. It's not the whiny sort. But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. But you won't see that in a grumpy status update. That's just not how a cylinder head rolls. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials. At
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax will applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. So much has happened since our Friday program. And anything that you would like to chime in on, we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can also fire off an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Facebook is ESPN Superstation. You can even tweet Jeffrey, the producer, at ESPN 1460 and 1550. Big night for Jeffrey, the producer. The alma mater's playing at a district final. What do you think?
Actually, I got a chance to talk with O'Neill High School basketball coach Nick Hostert at the state dual meets, because he's also the athletic director. And so, kind of previewed the game for him, talked a little bit about Riley and how he's going to be the kind of the key if he can set up everyone else, because he's going to get his.
And so, what's O'Neill got? I heard they're guard heavy.
Michael Hedlund is their main player, and I think Derek Hoster, the coach's son, is going to be also a good player. Those are two guards. Hoster's a bit. He could probably play the forward if he needs to, but those are their two main guys, yeah.
You got two teams here. This is one of those where it's easy to root for a ball club. Two teams that have not had state tournament experience in a long, long time, in the late 90s, since O'Neill has been there, 1981. That's the only time since 64 that Gibbon has been to the boys' state basketball tournament. I think this team is good enough to be there, and I'll be pulling for Gibbon as much as one broadcaster can do on the air. But we look for a good game tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, tipping off at 7:30. 7:30 is the tip time for some reason. It's at 7:30. We also have 6:30 games, 7 o'clock games. There's so much going on tonight. Kearney High will be here on ESPN Radio at Papillion La Vista. We'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook at the end of the program about 11:45. Trent Benjamin, Holdridge girls basketball coach, will join us in our next segment. They are going to state for the 9th consecutive year. This time they do it as an underdog. So Trent Benjamin and the gals are going to state. Also in between, we're going to talk a little turkey with Gene Beerbaum, the Wild Turkey Federation. They've got their annual banquet coming up, and we'll learn more about what's going on there. Tomorrow, the Shrine Bowl rosters are going to be announced this afternoon, and we'll talk with the head coach of one of the teams, Bill Carlin from Adams Central, and we'll tell you who's all on the Shrine Bowl later this afternoon. Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us tomorrow to chat up the girls' state basketball tournament, and Sean Callahan will join us tomorrow because it's the start of his trip through Central Nebraska. He's in McCook tonight. He's in Hastings Tuesday at HK Sports Bar, Wednesday night at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, and Thursday at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. He'll be showing his recruiting film, and he'll also be looking at all of the guys. You'll see all the guys that signed with the Huskers in the spring class, and he'll answer all of your questions about that. And spring ball, get this, Husker spring practice begins Saturday. Can you believe that? How is that possible? This Saturday. So he can also answer and preview the 2013 football class and football team for Nebraska. So that's all going on this week. So those are our guests tomorrow. But plenty today, tomorrow, and then heading down to the state basketball tournament. Plus, we had state swimming. We had the state wrestling duels. We had Nebraska basketball coming out of nowhere to beat Iowa after getting thumped in the first half. They win on Saturday. The Nebraska women are red hot. They've won 9 in a row right now. So all of that and anything else you want to touch on in the world of sports, including the Daytona 500. You know what? I actually was a little interested because of Danica Patrick. I'm not going to lie. She's third going into the final lap and finishes eighth. And Jimmy Johnson wins it. A guy that had not had a whole lot of success there over recent years, even though he had a Daytona 500 under his belt. So congratulations to all you NASCAR fans out there, because I know there's a lot of Jimmy Johnson fans out there. But I actually kind of paid attention because of Danica Patrick. And to tell you the truth, when she was there on that final lap, there would have been nothing cooler than to see her win, because I know NASCAR Nation doesn't want her winning. It's just one of those things. The general public does. The NASCAR Nation does not. Your thoughts at the Doug and Daddy Show today. Love to hear from you. A couple of recaps in case you missed some things from this weekend in the state wrestling duels at UNK. What do you think, folks, if you were there? The crowd estimated at about 2,500 for the day, and that didn't count for all the people that were on the floor, mostly workers and the wrestlers. But about 2,500 was what we were told. And it was, a lot of people said, we'll see how it goes. I thought it was okay. It didn't make me want to run outside and jump up and down and play Queen again. But it was exciting. The finals came down to the last couple of matches in three of the four duels. Omaha Burke beat Grand Island in A. Kearney took fourth. In B, Scutt beat Nebraska City. Lexington was fourth. In C, Madison was three better than Central City in the final. And Amherst, probably as impressive as anybody, they pick up the win 49-21 over Pender in a much hyped-up duel. And neither team was positive that they were going to get to the finals, but Amherst rolls it, and Mason Klingelhofer beats Seabady, a three-time defending state champion. What a big win. Seabady got bumped up, that you would have thought that would have been a different match, but Klingelhofer beats him, actually pins him in overtime. At the state swimming meet, Millard West wins the girls. It was Kearney 15th, Grand Island 13th. Kearney's Carly O'Connell was second in the 100 freestyle and fourth in the 200 freestyle. On the boys' side, Creighton Prep was number one. Millard South second, and Grand Island finished in 14th. Kearney 22nd. That's how that goes. Let's take a look at the girls' state tournament brackets for basketball. All of this on Thursday. And here's how it goes. Class A will be at the Devaney Center at 9 a.m. Second seed Millard West against 7th seed Lincoln Northeast. At 10:45, Lincoln Southeast plays Bellevue East. At 2, the top seed Bellevue West will play Omaha Benson, and then Millard North will take on Omaha Central. Class B, Pershing Auditorium in the morning. Top seed Beatrice will play South Sioux City at 9. Gretna will play Norris at 10:45. The Class B evening games involving the area teams will be at the Devaney Center. Holdridge will take on four-time defending champion Seward at 7. And at 8:45, Grand Island Northwest will play McCook. Class C1 opening round games are all at Pershing Auditorium. At 2, Kearney Catholic will play Norfolk Catholic. At 3:45, Fillmore Central will play Wahoo. At 7, the top seed Shadron will play Lincoln Christian. And then the two wildcard teams, Minden and Pierce, will play at 8:45. Those two games Kearney Catholic game, Minden game on Classic Hits 98.9. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, right away Thursday morning in C2. Second seed Hastings St. Cecilia will play Sutton at 9 a.m. That's at Lincoln East. All C2 games are at Lincoln East. Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's at 10:45. Crofton and North Bend at 2. Homer and Aquinas Catholic at 3:45. D1 games are all at Lincoln Northeast at 2 o'clock. Pender plays Palmer at 3:45. Friend against Emerson Hubbard. 7, West Point Guardian Angels against Arapahoe. And at 8:45, O'Neill St. Mary's plays Sutherland. Finally, D2, the early session will be at Lincoln Northeast. Fall City Sacred Heart, the top seed against Sandhill Stedford at 9 a.m. Osmond and Deschler at 10:45. The D2 evening session is at Lincoln East. Second seed Lindsay Holy Family against Juanita Palisade at 7. And Giltner takes on Why Not at 8:45. That will also be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tonight, the boys' districts continue. Here's what we've got for you. As we said here on ESPN Radio, Kearney boys at Papillion La Vista, tipping off at 7 o'clock. In Class B, the District 5 semifinals are at Grand Island Senior High, Northwest and Hastings at 6, Holdridge and Aurora at 7:45. In C1 tonight, on 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central will play Milford, tips off at 7 at Grand Island Northwest. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Gibbon and O'Neill, tip off at 7:30 at St. Paul. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, a 6:30 tip, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Southern Valley, and that game will be at Gibbon. Class D is set for tomorrow. We will have Kennesaw High Plains on Classic Hits 98.9, 7 o'clock from Grand Island Central Catholic, and we will have Giltner Amherst on the Breeze, 94.5 FM tomorrow. That game is at Gibbon. Also tomorrow, Overton and Arapahoe are playing at Cozad. So a lot of things went on over the weekend. Tough loss for the Kearney High girls. They had almost, it seemed like they were going to pull the upset against Millard West on Saturday afternoon. They're up double digits with 3 minutes to go and cannot hold on. A couple of free throws with 5 seconds left gives Millard West the 54-53 win, which makes Omaha Benson happy because that way they get to get in via the wild card. And you can read some articles. Ron Powell, as we said, will be on tomorrow. Mike Patterson from the World Herald talking about how some teams get left out. In D1, the top three teams were all in the same sub-district, which is a crime. But Howells Dodge beat number 1 West Point Guardian Angels and number 2 Pender, but then tripped up in the district final against Emerson Hubbard. And the two wild cards, West Point Guardian Angels and Pender. Howells Dodge beat them both in the postseason, but they stay home, and the two teams they beat are going to the state tournament, and there's just not a whole lot you can do about that. So there you go. New rankings are out this week from the Omaha World Herald pre-state. Bellevue West, number 1 in Class A. Seward is number 1 in B. Holdridge is now 5th. Grand Island Northwest is 6th. Kearney Catholic has moved up to number 1 in C1. Minden sets in 4th in C2. St. Cecilia is setting in 3rd. Sutton 8th. And Blue Hill, who did not qualify for state, is 9th. West Point Guardian Angels is number 1 in D1. Arapahoe is 8th. And in D2, your area team that's ranked is Giltner as they come in at number 10. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we will catch up with Holdridge girls basketball coach Trent Benjamin when we return.
Reform weight loss for every reason.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with 3 kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm.
Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited.
Hi, Tom Bodette, sharpening my memory with word association. I read a word, then say the first thing that pops into my noggin. Like dark, that's easy. Light, dog, fuzzy. Handsome, thanks. And Motel 6, value. That's because we always save you money on a clean, comfortable room. And lowest price of any national chain is more than one word. I'm a stickler. Book online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Bodette.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
He's the 2013 recruiting class, Bo's best.
He told these guys to have their butts ready to play when they get to Lincoln.
Sean Callahan is at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, Tuesday the 26th. The Indian Head Golf Clubhouse, Grand Island. Call for a reservation. Wednesday the 27th at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on the 28th.
Edge rest the line play. Nebraska took 6 defensive linemen and 5 offensive linemen.
6 p.m. each night. Made possible by TNL Irrigation. Proven technology that works. And by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a slight chance for a few light flurries in our forecast early today. Otherwise, it's been mainly cloudy skies with breezy north winds and a high temperature near 33 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up later, Gene Beerbaum, Wild Turkey Association, Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High Boys basketball coach, and in just a minute, Trent Benjamin, Holdridge Girls basketball coach, as they head back to the state tournament for the 9th consecutive year. And folks, if you're heading down to state or going to be out and about, and spring is going to be here before you know it, at least that's what they tell us, don't forget that the Midway Auto Dealerships can take care of you. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out the new Buick Encore or the new Chevrolet Spark. They are both on the lot at Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Right now, they have 50 Chevrolet Silverados. You can get up to $8,000 through the end of Truck Month, which is this month, February. And remember, folks, only 28 days, so it ends this week. Truck Month ends this week at your Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, they've got Dodge Durangos in stock. They've got Ram trucks starting at under $23,000. How about some Jeep Wranglers? If you're into that Jeep, they can take care of you as well. Check out their inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And we're pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Holdridge coach Trent Benjamin. Coach, off a great comeback against Grand Island Northwest. Congratulations, 9 consecutive trips to Lincoln.
Well, thanks. It's like Christmas keeps coming. We go to state, and now we're on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You are just amazing. I know that's the only reason. You sold that in the huddle going into the fourth quarter, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, I want to get on Doug and Daddy one more time.
Well, take me through it. I mean, to the folks that have been following you or any of the girls in Class B around here, this is where it's at. It's in the Central 10 Conference. It's Holdridge. It's Northwest. It's Beatrice. It's Seward. All those losses are right in there. You've got a split with Minden, who's headed to the state tournament in C1. There have been no slouches on your schedule, and it paid off this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, it was a real exciting game. Our first half, we were horrible, and it was not pretty. My neck, it still has rope burns on it because some of the people were trying to hang me after the first half. But in the fourth quarter there, our girls just played incredible, and we were able to come back from, we were down as much as 15 in that second half, and we came back and were able to win.
What was the difference, Trent? What turned around? Did the ball simply just go in the hole? It sounds like there were some other things that you had to fix.
Yeah, well, one, we stopped just throwing the ball to their defenders. I think we were a little bit colorblind or something in there, and we kept throwing it to the wrong uniforms. And then on defense, we just wouldn't check out, and they were getting second shots. And a team as good as Northwest, you just can't do that. And so the second half, we got into our offense, and with Rachel Gilden, they tried to overplay, and we were able to exploit that then and get some easy looks.
Talking with Trent Benjamin, the head girls basketball coach at Holdridge, started the year on a six-game winning streak, and now you're on a six-game winning streak heading into the state tournament. Now, there was a scare in there with York and obviously the great comeback against Grand Island Northwest. What's the biggest difference between, with only one senior, what's the biggest difference between opening night and where you're at tonight?
Well, you know, every night's a new night with this group. We have struggled putting four quarters together. You know, that's the biggest difference. And the thing is, they know they can come back from, because we were down 11 or 12 against York as well, but this week we can't do that. We cannot dig ourselves in a hole, and that's got to be the biggest difference. I hope this week we can shore that up, is we got to come ready to play from the start and put four quarters together.
Third meeting of the year was Seward, and now the hype will be back on the Blue Jays. The streak ended, obviously, earlier this year. They go to state with three losses, but they can, I guess, if you want to say the word salvage their season by winning a fifth consecutive state championship. So there'll be a lot of attention every time they take the floor. As you said, you guys have played them twice, haven't been able to get a lot of offense going against them.
Yeah, you know, the last time we played them, I mean, it was a two-point game at half, and it was a three-point game after three, and we had our chances. We missed a lot of bunnies. It was a close game. You're right, the scores have been rather low, but, you know, that's what Seward's about. They play good pressure defense, and points, you got to get them when you can against them.
Obviously, they've got at least a couple of great all-staters, but their big gal plays outside, and you've got Rachel Gilden inside at 18.5 points, 11 rebounds, a ball game. Talk about the mismatches or the matchups that you're going to see between maybe the all-staters on both your teams.
Well, it's interesting. You know, their strength is definitely their guard play, and they have a 6'2 guard, and where our strength is definitely our inside play. So it's kind of a chess game with both teams. Obviously, they've won both matches so far, but it's kind of interesting. He does not put his 6'2 girl on our post. He doesn't want to take the chance of foul trouble, and we don't put our post on the 6'2 girl either, because we need her down low. So it's just kind of a game of who's going to get hot and who's going to get points. And, you know, a state tournament, foul trouble usually seems to decide a lot of ball games as well.
And the 6'2 post player is Courtney Zagina. Who do you put on her, or do you junk defense these girls?
No, we tried that kind of the first time we played, and we kind of looked like buffoons. and that was all that was my fault. And, you know, it's just one of those deals. You got to play. And we put guards on her, you know, and so she might have us by 6-8 inches, but with her being out there, it seems to kind of neutralize that height a little bit.
We're talking with Trent Benjamin, girls basketball coach at Holdridge. I think a lot of people are surprised. 9 straight consecutive trips to the state tournament, but you've only seen Seward. Well, you haven't seen him very often. You have seen him, but just not very often. And this team would be hungry to get all the way to the state finals, and maybe not as much success there in those 9 years as you've wanted. What's it going to take to get the monkey off the back besides upsetting the Class B power in the Blue Jays?
Well, you know, the thing is, this year Class B is a lot more open. And, you know, we've had to deal through this run of 9, we've had to deal with South Sioux and Seward. And let's be honest, with both those teams too, once open enrollment happened, it's made it tough. South Sioux's able to get a lot of kids from that area, and Seward's had some kids come in that made it difficult as well. So I see it as a real open field. Teams are more, you know, the town teams. And we think we have as good a shot as anyone with that situation.
Trent, obviously, also playing in, is this is going to be it for you. As you've said earlier this year, this was going to be your last season, but it extends into the state tournament. How does that play in? That's a common question to all coaches that announce before the end of the season that they're going to be retiring or stepping down. Kids know it. You know it. How do you look at it now that it's here?
Well, I get an extra week of coaching, which is fun. And this is an exciting week. The whole year has been fun and exciting. And the truth is we can't treat these games any different than the others, or otherwise we're going to have issues. So I get an extra week to coach. We hope we get 3 games. And we're going to have some fun with it, you know. And that's really what it's all about. But other than that, I don't see it any different. I see it as the kids are going to have, we are a young team with only one senior. These kids will have a lot of momentum to take in next year with their new coach.
Tell me a little bit also about your one senior in Maggie Nelson. She's been right there for you all year long, second in the team in scoring.
Yeah, well, she has 81 threes for the year. She's a heck of a three-point shooter, and she tied the state record this year for a single game with 11 threes in one game. She is a great kid. She's blown her knees 3 times in her career here. And so for her to persevere and keep playing, I think that says a lot about her.
Trent Benjamin, head coach at Holdridge. I want to go back to something you said earlier, Trent. You said Class B is maybe more balanced this year. Is it more balanced because Seward has come down a notch, or is it more balanced because Holdridge and Northwest and Beatrice are better?
Honestly, I think it's because Seward has come down a notch. You know, last year we had an incredible team. You figure you have this group in Chelsea Morton, and Beatrice has a great team, but they also lost the Armstrong girl, who's a Division I softball player. You know, so I just think it's gotten more reasonable, not as many, you know, it's kind of been all-star teams here for the last several years with Seward, and South Sioux had some as well. And so I just see it more realistic.
So now that you're not going to coach anymore, what are you going to do?
Boy, that's a great question. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm coaching my son's youth fifth grade basketball team. And if I thought coaching girls basketball gave you gray hairs, coaching my son's basketball team is going to age me even more. So I'll still do that stuff. And I'm going to be around cheering on the Dusters and all that. But it's time to watch my kids grow up and play sports too.
Coach Buck also moving on. Do we know who's taken over either of the programs yet?
We don't, so I'm sure our administration has got that figured out or is in the process. But whoever they get, they'll get some great candidates in here and have some quality coaches for sure.
Well, Trent, we will see you down at the state tournament. Best of luck. Obviously, if you get the win on Thursday, there's going to be plenty of press around you because you'll have snapped one of the longest streaks in state history. So best of luck to you and the girls.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Take care. Trent Benjamin, head coach of the Holdridge Dusters. I was hoping he was going to say he's working on his golf game a little bit because God knows he needs it. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Gene Beerbaum. Going to talk a little turkey with the Wild Turkey Association. They have their banquet coming up. We're going to talk with Scott Steinbrick, Kearney High boys basketball coach. And again, a reminder, that Seward-Holdridge game is at 7 o'clock at the Devaney Center on Thursday night, and should be a great, great basketball game. As we said, they've clipped them a couple of times. Seward has this year. This will be the third meeting of the year between those two teams. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They're intentional. They focus on success and don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it and includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and a state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention me when you call, get 2 months free. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a slight chance for a few light flurries in our forecast early today. Otherwise, it's been mainly cloudy skies with breezy north winds and a high temperature near 33 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 34.
Duggan Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you on this Monday. You know, we went through that whole opening spiel just talking sports and NASCAR. Oscars last night, had that on in the background. You know, it just shows you, you get on this social media anymore, and it just shows you what people can bitch about anything, and that's why we have these talk shows, whether it's a news talk show or a sports talk show. That's really what gets it going. It's complaining. And let's face it, there's a lot of complaining out there. You're opinionated, but basically what it comes down to is you agree or disagree with something, and, you know, it's funny to see. It's such a big deal, the host, Seth MacFarlane. Will he do a good job? Will he not do a good job? And, you know, it doesn't matter. You can't say a joke anymore without it offending somebody. And so there's a couple of articles out like that. And, you know what? Where do these people, where do they come from? They grow up in boxes. They never heard a joke before. Oh, it's offensive. So it's supposed to be offensive, ma'am, sir. It's supposed to be offensive. That's the part that's funny. If you can't handle it, if your skin ain't thick enough, then you shouldn't be writing the articles anyway. I thought it was pretty cool, the part I watched of it anyway. Some cool stuff last night. Of course, it has some music, so big fan of that. Folks, you can discuss sports, the Oscars. You can watch whatever you want at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney. And every Monday night, Bull Fries and Fries in Kearney, only $5.99. How much better can you do than that? $5.99. Watch some Monday night hoops. Discuss the weekend with your pals, your friends. Maybe you actually get to see the kids on Monday for the first time in days. Take them out to the Chicken Coop Monday lunch special, steak sandwich with a choice of side item, only $6.99. So $6.99 lunch, $5.99 for dinner tonight. $20, you're taken care of for the day, and you've got a little change in your pocket should you so choose. Maybe you want to check out Happy Hour, 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. There's not a bad seat in the house to play some Keno, watch your favorite sports, or just sit back, relax, and have a bite to eat at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we go from chicken to turkey right now with Gene Baerbaum from the National Wild Turkey Federation, celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, and their annual banquet is coming up this Saturday night at the Buffalo County Extension Building. And Gene, welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you're allowing us to come on and promote our banquet again. We always appreciate that. And as always, we'll have another good banquet like we've had in the past years with auction items, both silent and live, and the raffles, and you got, I think, 11 guns to we'll try to get rid of in one fashion or another through raffles and auctions and games. So we have a lot of fun at our banquet and just like to invite people to come out.
Attendance continues to grow. The doors open at 5 o'clock Saturday. The dinner starts at 7 o'clock. We always like to talk food on here. What kind of food do we have here? Some people, they just cater it. Some people try to bring in some wild game. What's your approach?
Yeah, this one, we'll have the smoked pork chop, kind of what they call it, a Windsor loin, yeah. I think it is. But that and then also some turkey meat. So two meat and of course, all the trimmings that go with it. So wow. It'll be a good meal.
It's like the best part of the night for some of us, the eating.
That's right.
Got a lot going on out there, though, as well. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that are actually at the banquet. But folks are always interested, especially if they've never heard before. There's a variety of different organizations. Tell us a little bit about the Wild Turkey Federation.
Well, the National Wild Turkey Federation, as we said earlier, is 40 years old this year, and so it's one of the older groups that is out there to promote wildlife habitat. You know, the emphasis is on turkey, but whenever you're promoting wildlife habitat, you're helping all wildlife. So it's not just one bird, so to speak. And we work closely with Nebraska Game and Parks Commission and getting into different projects around the state, around the United States, and trying to improve the habitat, preserve what we can, take out undesirable habitat and things like that. But the Wild Turkey Federation has sister organizations. We've got the Women in the Outdoors, which is a group that the women can get on and get into that allows them to do some. They have a lot of weekend activities around the state of Nebraska and just fun things that the ladies can go out and do. I mean, it's unbelievable the activities that they have. Another sister organization we have is the Wheeland Sportsmen, which is, it was designed years ago originally with handicapped veterans coming back from the service. Some of them, you know, obviously they're in wheelchairs, and that's where the name came from, with the Wheeland Sportsmen. But it's open to all. And again, it's a opportunity that we're trying to give to people who are handicapped to get out. Turkey hunting is a little different too, and you can get in a blind. It's a little bit easier to try to hunt that way, and so it gives them a chance to get out and do some things that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise.
Talking with Gene Beerbaum from the National Wildlife Turkey Federation, local chapter here in the Kearney area, with their banquet coming up on Saturday night. Just personally, I'm always interested in, you've been in the organization for a while. Where have you seen changes, improvements directly maybe from the work that you've done and this organization has done in the banquet and the monies? Where's a couple things that you've seen this organization grow?
Well, none right in Buffalo County that I'm aware of, but primarily along the rivers and trying to, again, work with Game and Parks, but taking out the, think of the undesirable plants. I think red cedar is one, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're just, you know, you got to remove some, and that also helps the farmers overall because of some of those plants and bushes and trees take out moisture, and with being in a drought, getting rid of some of the things that aren't doing anything for the farmer and the rancher, it helps. Again, we're helping preserve wildlife, but it's also helping in another way the farmer and rancher too.
How is the hunting?
Good right now. You know, if anybody knows, you talk about why do you need to help the turkeys? There's so many of them, and there are, although there was, I think they said about a 15% decrease in birds in the counts that they've been doing in this last year. So, you know, you never want to take anything for granted, you know, given, you know, we used to have, you know, pheasants just all over, and, yeah. And now you don't see pheasants very often, and Pheasants Forever is working hard to improve that situation. So another good group that is trying to help preserve the wildlife that we have. So the same thing with turkey. It's just a matter of now of having the Game and Parks manage it, and so that we don't get too many of them, so that you have maybe some disease come in and wipe them out too. You know, I'm not a biologist, so I don't know diseases out there. But, you know, you need to manage what you have, and that's kind of the purpose of everything.
You're a golden gobbler chapter? What's it take to get to be a golden gobbler chapter?
Well, it means that, and a knock on wood, that we do things efficiently. You know, it's the net return on your dollar when you have a fundraiser. You try to, obviously, you're making money to put into the coffers to do the things that need to be done. And so if your net to gross ratio is so much, you get to be considered a golden gobbler. In other words, you're
I mean, you guys are doing good.
Well, we're running it efficiently, and we hope we continue doing that. You know, we have a hard-working committee, and it's a lot of work to put one of these on.
Yeah, and it's always great to see the results of that when it finally arrives here on Saturday. Again, the banquet is Saturday at the Buffalo County Extension Building. There's always, as we touched on kind of there in the open, there's always some neat things with the auction. Anything specific that you want to touch on that maybe even caught your eye?
Well, you know, we have so many things. It's you've got the artwork, the sculptures, you've got furniture, generators. I mean, there's so many items that people can come, and you don't have to be a turkey hunter to enjoy the auction, because if your home has got different, outdoor type theme, or even your patio, I mean, there's grills and things. I mean, just so many different things that are up for auction that you can come in and buy and help the cause and just have fun with everybody, and good evening.
Gene Bearbaum is with us here for another minute with the 13th annual banquet coming up this Saturday. People want to know more about it, want to know more about getting involved with the organization. What do you want to tell them?
Yeah, well, they can call me, and my office number is 236-2001. And if nobody's there, they get a recording. It'll also give my cell number, which is 440-2449, and I can give them information on ticket to come to the banquet, or if they're interested in helping in other ways. There's a lot of sponsorships and underwrites that we have to offset some of our cost if they would like to do that. And we have a lot of nice businesses in Kearney that have contributed in different ways with gift certificates too to help the cause.
All right, it's coming up this Saturday. Anything else folks need to know?
No, just the cost of a single ticket is $50, and if you're couple, it's $65, and then we have Jake's. We don't want to forgot to mention them. We do have a youth membership. Our chapter will pay for the cost of the membership for the Jake membership, you know, of a child, and that's 17 and under. But if they come to the banquet, they would have to pay for the cost of the meal, but we'll pay for their membership. We're trying to get more youth involved. We should have some activities there for the youth at the banquet, something to keep them busy too, and we've got door prizes just for the younger group. So,
and folks, you can also check out their website, and it's nwtf.org, nwtf.org, for more information overall about the National Wildlife Turkey Federation. Again, banquet is this Saturday, starts at 5 o'clock. That's when the doors open. The dinner starts at 7 o'clock. Come early, enjoy the social time, the silent auction items, and check it out right there this Saturday night at the Buffalo County Extension Building. Gene Bearbaum, hey, thanks for coming in, as
Thank
always.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
There you go. That is our Doug and Daddy talk today of turkey. We've talked turkey on this show so many times. It's always nice to actually talk the real thing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to swing back over to high school hoops. District final night for Kearney High. Coach Scott Steinbrook joins us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. Mailing and shipping are an important part of running your small business, but it can get in the way of actually growing your business if you're constantly making trips to the post office. Kind of a waste of time. So use Stamps.com instead. Everything you can do at the post office, now you can do from your desk. How cool is that? Buy and print official postage. U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you can use your own computer and printer. Stamps.com will send you a digital scale. It calculates the exact postage you need for any class of mail. Listen, you'll never have to go to the post office again. You've been there recently? Headache. You won't even have to lease one of those expensive postage meters. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. But you only get that postage if you go to Stamps.com and click on the mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. Mailing and shipping are an important part of running your small business. Stamps.com and
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Monday night, ESPN Radio brings you Kearney High taking on Papillion La Vista at 7. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central takes on Milford at 7. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, the St. Cecilia boys take on Southern Valley at 6:30, while Gibbon takes on O'Neill at 7:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. More boys basketball Tuesday, and the girls state tournament starts on Thursday.
We'll see a slight chance for a few light flurries in our forecast early today. Otherwise, it's been mainly cloudy skies with breezy north winds and a high temperature near 33 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Monday. So much has been going on and is going on. February always flies by for me personally because of all the sports that go on, starting with conference basketball at the end of January and just rolling right through all the postseasons that we have here in February and into the first two weekends in March. So before you know it, the snow will be gone, the crops will be in the ground, and it will be summertime, folks. And now is the time to beat the heat, farmers, with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. You can maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Contact your T&L dealer today. They are all over the place in central Nebraska. And if you don't know where your local T&L dealer is, you can check them out online at TLIRR.com. If you really want to know what's going on, ask for Clark at the main office in Hastings. He'll tell you what's going on, as will all the friendly folks that take care of T&L proven hydraulic technology. T&L pivot systems, they put more money in your pocket. They're durable, they're dependable, they have been for years. Talk to anybody that owns a T&L, and if you don't know about hydraulic pivots, they'll show you at the company, at the T&L dealership, and show you what the difference is. You make the choice. That's all they want. They just want to show you. You make the choice. They're pretty confident that when you know what's going on with the hydraulic pivot systems at T&L, then a T&L will be in your field. T&L, proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. And it is time now to talk a little Kearney Bearcat boys basketball with an exciting 70-63 win over Pius on Saturday. They play at Papillion La Vista tonight, and a trip to the state tournament is on the line. And that's always exciting. Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Bearcats, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Appreciate it. Good to be on with you guys.
All right. Tell me where this team's at. We've seen you. We've heard you. We've watched you. Where is this team at going into tonight's game? And by that, I mean playing your best ball right now?
Yeah, you know, even going back 3 or 4 weeks, the way we finished the regular season, we felt pretty good about it. We played well and lost to Lincoln Southwest, who has positioned themselves nicely for a state tournament bid. And we played well and lost a heartbreaker to Lincoln North Star, but then we followed that up with a good win at Grand Island and then a good home win versus Lincoln High. We continued some of that positive momentum and beat a real tough competitive Lincoln Pius team, a team that we haven't played in a lot of years just based on them being in Class B and up to Class A for just 1 year here. So our kids feel good. You know, we're relatively healthy. You know, we're shooting the ball well, which is always the key for us. And the kids are just competing hard and playing hard. And we're going to give it a go tonight and see what happens.
And scoring points, man.
Yeah, I knew you guys would appreciate that. Heck, we've been hitting 70 here the last few games. That's almost an unheard-of total. Most of these games, it seems like, are played in the 40s and 50s. But, yeah, I think it's, going into this year, we told our kids that, you know, we want to play a fast, fun, up-tempo game. And we've tried to do that. It doesn't happen every night out. But in games we've been successful, you know, we've, you know, our scoring average is approaching that, you know, high 50s, lower 60s, and we hit 70, you know, we feel pretty good about it.
Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Kearney Bearcats, with us here. You can't just bring new kids in off the street and have more depth, so that's something that's been a problem, depth and height, for this team all season long. Are some of those number 4, 5, 6, 7 kids coming along here in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, we've played a pretty solid 7-man rotation most of the year. had a tough injury last week in practice. You know, a guy that would be, you know, our eighth or ninth guy, Brian Birchall, broke his arm in practice and is unavailable here for the rest of the season. But, you know, our guys feel we were in pretty good physical condition. And, you know, with timeouts and quarter breaks and stoppages, you know, the high school game, there's a lot of natural built-in breaks there. So, you know, we feel good about it, and our guys kind of know and accept and understand their roles, and that's a big part of it this time of year.
Scott, it seems to me, in covering your ball club particularly, specifically this year, it seems to be maybe more about the opponent than you guys. You guys have been pretty consistent, and it's all about what kind of team the other guys put on there as far as height and depth and things like that. So what do we know about Papillion-La Vista, and do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, we, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, the teams that we have sometimes struggled against are the teams that are putting maybe not just one post player out there, but maybe a 6'9 post player and a couple 6'5s and maybe a couple 6'2 or 6'3 guards. Those teams have given us some troubles throughout the course of the year, but we feel like as the year has progressed, we've done some things different defensively. We've probably played more zone defense, more gimmick defense, more junk defense than I can ever remember in my coaching tenure here at Kearney High School. And we feel heading into the Papillion game that, you know, they have probably next to Akoya Gao, probably the best big man in the state, and Brett Doherty averages about 20 points and 12 rebounds a game. So for us to go in and just say, hey, we're going to guard him with our 6'2" post player, that'd be ignorance on our part. So we have some things in mind, you know, zone-wise that we think we're going to have to do. And you know, Papillion is shot the ball inconsistently this year. And you know, we're going to take some chances with a couple of their guys and maybe allowing them to get some looks on the perimeter. But our game plan is to try to limit as much as possible their big guy in the paint. And if we can do that, we feel like we'll have a chance to be successful. And then on the boards also, you know, they're, you know, he has a younger brother, Tyler Doherty, who's a 6'6 sophomore. Those guys are tough on the glass. And we're collectively as a team, everybody from our one man to our five man, we have to rebound the basketball. If we give them second chance points, it's going to be a long night. But if we can force them into one tough contested shot and then rebound, then that sets the stage nicely for us with transition and getting to the three-point line and attacking the rim on dribble penetration. So we need to be able to do those little things right to give ourselves a chance.
Scott, they were involved in that whole Omaha South forfeiture deal. Did that change the districts, or would you be playing a different team had that not switched around?
You know, our district alignment changed so much in that last week. You know, every little tenth of a point, every win, every loss in that case, you know, a forfeit changed things around. I honestly don't know. I know we won the last week of the regular season. We won our Thursday night and Friday night game and didn't play on Saturday. And we went from being the 12th overall seed. By not playing, we dropped all the way down to the 17 seed, just based on there were a lot of Class A teams that were right around that 500 mark that if they won, they maybe became a Division II win or loss, or if they lost, maybe they dropped to a Level 3 opponent. So we felt like we kind of took care of our business on that last weekend and just let the chips fall. In all honesty, by us falling a couple of spots, it helped us avoid Omaha South and Omaha Central. And I think everybody in the state would have probably agree those are the two teams that are absolute matchup nightmares for everybody, regardless of size, height, athleticism, whatever. Nobody matches up with those two teams. I'm not saying Papillion is an easy matchup by any means, but they have less of that level of athlete maybe than a Central or South does. You know, they have maybe one or two big guys as opposed to maybe five or six on the Central or the South team like that.
You know, look at their schedule, and they're a solid 21-3 basketball team here. But if you just whited out their game on January the 26th, you'd be hard-pressed to say that this was an impressive team just by looking at the scores. But on the 26th, they did beat Omaha Central. They're on a five-game winning streak, and four of those games are against teams with seven or eight wins or less. And so hard to get a read for their dominance over the year. It seems like when they play somebody that's got 16, 17 wins outside of Central, it's been a very close game.
Yeah, they've played in a handful of close games this year. You know, they have the type of team that, you know, they haven't blown people out all year. They're a very senior-dominated team. They have very, very good players at every position. You know, their coaching staff must have done a great job of defining roles and getting their guys to accept their roles, because they, you know, they play seven or eight guys, and a little bit like us, they have very, very clearly defined roles for each of their players. And you know, they're a very competitive, very tough, very disciplined team. And with that said, you know, we still feel like, you know, we have
players at each position that will potentially match up well, they're going to play us man. I mean, they're going to get out and guard us hard. If we can deal with that ball pressure, you know, I think we have the quickness at a couple positions, and we have the shooters at a couple positions where we're capable of scoring some points, and we're going to have to. We're not going to win a game that's played in the 30s and 40s. They're too tough. They're too physical, you know, to go into their place and win a game like that. I think it helped our kids seeing them play against Lincoln Northeast. They were lucky to get a win there. I mean, Northeast had them down going into the fourth quarter, and Papillion really had to scratch and claw and fight to get a win in the first round. So I think that maybe will help our kids believe a little bit, and that's key. You got to believe that you're capable of doing it. So I'm glad our kids had the opportunity to see them in a close game against a team that we'd beaten already earlier in the season.
Well, confidence is huge when it comes to this time of the year. And Scott Steinbrook, I'll ask you one more time. There's a couple games where the Bearcats have been maybe a decided underdog. What do you do to keep them loose? What's the approach when you go in that role?
Well, I think you just said it right there, the fact that we are the underdog. We have absolutely nothing to lose. You know, if there's pressure on any team tonight, it's 100% on Papillion La Vista. They're on their home court. They're 21-3. They have a wild card probably sewed up already. Obviously, they're going to be motivated. They want to cut down their own nets. But sometimes when a team goes in with absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain, like we have the opportunity to do, you know, sometimes maybe, you know, we play a little looser and play a little freer and maybe with a little more confidence, and then maybe the shots go in for us and we're able to catch some breaks if they're playing a little bit tight and more of that not-to-lose mentality. So that underdog role is a great role to have, and hopefully our kids will be relaxed, because we have to be. We have to relax. We can't go in tight and nervous and play not-to-lose, because then we're going to get our tails kicked. But if we go in relaxed and play together and just have fun doing it, anything can happen.
Well, Scott, best of luck tonight. 6:45 pregame, tip-off at 7 here on ESPN Radio, and best of luck to you, the Bearcats.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later. That is Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats here on ESPN Radio. Again, that's where you will hear the game. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got Gibbon O'Neill. We've got Adams Central Milford. We've got St. Cecilia Southern Valley. All kinds of basketball and more tomorrow, and we will keep you up to date. Our poll question over the weekend: which golfer's first-round exit from match play was a bigger surprise? Rory McIlroy, 64% of you. Tiger Woods, 36% of you. And by the way, I would just like it to be noted that I was pretty good on that this year again as well. I got killed in the first round, but I just said on the show, Jason Day, Zach Johnson, the winner of that first round match will win the bracket, which was right. Matt Kuchar will go to the finals, which was right. I did have him losing to Jason Duffner, which was way, way wrong, because Duffner didn't get out of the first round either. So once again, that's a tough bracket, but it's one that preps you for March Madness. And Jeffrey, we're coming together again on the Doug and Daddy basketball bonanza. We had fun last year. 400 and some entries. It's crazy.
Yeah, we had 500 people signed up. I think close to near 500 did fill out a bracket. But yeah, we are going to use that same software. So we'll be sending out some information within the next 3 weeks. Selection Sunday is already 3 weeks away. Crazy. Feels like the season just got underway. So be checking your email boxes if you did it last year. And if not, we'll send out some information to have you sign up this year and get in.
All right, folks, some great prizes, and God, will Creighton even be in the tournament? Unbelievable. Here's your poll question for today. What will you remember most about this past weekend at Daytona? A NASCAR question. Didn't even clear it through me in a NASCAR question. Here it is. Danica Patrick becomes the first woman to win a pole and lead a lap. The final lap wreck injures fans at the Nationwide race Saturday, or Jimmy Johnson win his second Daytona 500. Which will you remember most about the past weekend? Again, as tragic as any accident can be on Saturday, no one fatally injured, so that's great. That will be forgotten about. Jimmy Johnson, he's a stud in the sport. I vote. Now, you, that's why we put it up there. I obviously still vote for Danica Patrick making history. That's all there was to it. The rest of that, not history. Danica Patrick made history. You vote, folks. That's right. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on our poll question today. We are going to wrap things up for this Monday show. I want to thank everybody that joined us, including Kearney boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook, Holdridge girls basketball coach Trent Benjamin, as they head back to state for the 9th consecutive year. And of course, Gene Bierbaum with the Wild Turkey Federation, their banquet coming up Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Tomorrow, jam-packed again. Sean Callahan from Husker Online previews his trip through the Tri-Cities that begins in Hastings tomorrow. We'll talk with Ron Powell, sports president prep editor from the Lincoln Journal Star about the girls' state tournament and overall preview. And we'll talk with Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin. He is one of the head coaches for the first ever Shrine Bowl game at Foster Field. And we will have the rosters and talk to him about the kids. I have the rosters in my hand. They will officially be released this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We will break it and let you know that. There's a lot of kids from the listening area that are going to play in the Shrine Bowl this summer with kickoff at 2 o'clock. It's an afternoon game. More about that tomorrow, though, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great one, everyone, and best of luck to all of our area basketball teams.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.